Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney. Stoney, I was watching the Tiger game, as I know you were as well. And it was Gibby. We had a dose of Gibby during the Orioles series, which to me is always refreshing. Love Gibby. But he mentioned something about Sparky Anderson, the great Tiger Hall of Fame manager who he played for. And I don't even remember what the tidbit was or the piece of wisdom was, but it was something about Sparky. And Gibby, you know, idolized Sparky. He should. I mean, that was his guy. That was his manager. They won a championship together. I still think that clip before his home run against Goose Gossage is one of the great sports clips of all time. But I thought about it and I was thinking, you know, Sparky left here after the 1994 season. 95. He didn't manage the lockout players. Then he coached. He managed in 95. And then he was done after that. And they went to Buddy Bell. So it's been 22 years since Sparky managed here. Now, I'm not trying to take away his legendary status.
He's beloved in this town.
And
what are you trying to do?
But I was thinking for people under the age of, shall we say, 25, references to Sparky start to get a little bit dated, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying respect your elders or you shouldn't respect your elders. You should. But I want to defer here to the people who are younger than, shall we say, 25 or 30 even. Is there any Detroit sports old bit, if you will, that you're tired of hearing about? Like Sparky. And again, I'm not trying to defame the great name of Sparky, but it's like...
Oh, so like if this was like real history and stuff, real, you know, outside of sports, you know what? That George Washington guy, we don't need to know about him.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying like... I think that this...
Watergate never happened.
I think there's certain people in this town, and by people, I'm talking about you, who are too obsessed with the Bad Boys, okay? The Bad Boys were awesome.
That's true.
They made a 30 for 30 out of the Bad Boys. Terry Foster was in the 30 for 30 about the Bad Boys, okay? That was 27 years ago.
Did I tell you I was on the 30 for 30, Mike, for the
yes,
Bad Boys?
Yes, Terry, you did. The 2004 team, which... also won a championship, went to back-to-back finals, went to six straight Eastern Conference finals.
I love that team.
You don't love as much. You love the Bad Boys, and nobody else does either. I feel like they always get kind of tossed aside for the Bad Boys.
Well, there's a reason.
Like, why is Rick Mahorn the baddest of the Bad Boys? You know, he's like the Detroit Pistons emissary. They send him around to, like, blue ribbon cutting ceremonies and things like that.
He's their announcer too.
I know, but you know what I'm saying, right?
But the Bad Boys represented such a rough and tumble. I mean, I know.
I know they did. So did the 2014.
Okay, I understand that. But at that time,
I know it was at the time. But that we're not in that
time
anymore.
I know, but I'm trying to explain why the Bad Boys cut so deep with so many people here is because it wasn't like out of nowhere, as much as the 2014 was.
Okay, that's
fair. They built up. From 86 to 87, and there's a heartbreak against the Celtics, and they got jobbed in 88. And then, you know, the history, that's why. It's kind of like, that's why the 84 team, in so many people's eyes, is so special. It's because you watch these guys grow up through the farm system, Lou and Tram and Gibby, and they were part of your childhood before they even got good. That's why.
Now, here's I'm going to probably say something incorrect here. We're looking for people in their like late teens, early 20s. What in Detroit sports lore are you tired of hearing about? And then I'm going to give out the phone number. And no one's going to call because they're all going to text. And they're already texting at 97136, right? They're not going to call. 248-539-9797. Send us a Snapchat or an Instagram of what your Detroit sports thing that you're just tired of hearing about. You know, you're like, okay, enough about this. And I already hear the ticket texts. Fab Five. The Fab Five gets old. And I can understand why the Fab Five gets old only because they didn't actually win the title, right?
Okay.
This is cutting Stoney to his core.
Well, I know. Well, not my core. My core is my childhood. But The reason is because for people who the childhood were the Fab Five, they'll always
I
love
understand that.
That. And the people who are even older than that, I'll tell you with an old bit to a lot of people. I'm tired of hearing about Bo. He didn't win anything.
Kick a text 97136. 24-year-old Michigan fan, don't understand the hype around Bo Schembechler. Sue me. And in some ways, by bringing this topic up, we're saying, history, don't worry about it.
That
it doesn't matter.
That was my point with the George Washington thing. I mean, should kids not know about Watergate?
Ticket text. I'm tired of hearing about, did Stoney just compare Sparky to George Washington? Well, God bless Sparky, but come on, Stoney.
Their hair is similar. They're white.
Yeah. Ticket text 97136. The biggest old bit is Jamie telling stories about the old station. That's true. That's very true. We're done with that. Done. I'm tired of hearing about the saying, bless you boys, every time we make the playoffs. Get a new phrase.
Yo, Channel 4 does
that.
All right.
No.
When they do it, when they bring it back again. It's like,
oh, they, well.
Here's the big thing with Bo. And it is, all these are old. Right. I would be mad too if I was younger and I never hear anything about, you know, something that happened recent, but then hear a bunch of old people talking about stuff. You know, it's like memory lane. The thing with Bo, the one thing where you can really hook at the greatness, he won 13 Big Ten championships in 21 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
And he's what, 234-65-8? I mean, I think the Big Ten championships is probably what sticks out in an era when was a much bigger deal than it is now.
Yes, totally agree.
I mean, it was Rose Bowl or no bowl.
Right. There was no Big Ten championship game or anything. Nathan in Macomb, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Nathan?
Hey, guys. I'm like 21 years old, and my dad always talks about the 84 Tigers, and that was so long ago. That's over 30 years ago, and I could not care less about the 84 Tigers. I know when people talk about Bo, I don't really get sentimental about Bo, but I can understand a little bit more of the tradition with U of M and all that stuff. So I understand that a little bit more. But the 84 Tigers, I just kind of I'm over that.
But it was. Let me ask you this, Nathan: it's the last time they won the World Series, so isn't that why it's brought up a lot as well? And they went 35-5.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. I just don't care.
I mean, I guess I don't know what it's like in other cities. Like before the Royals won 2 years ago, did they always glorify and talk about the great Royal, you know, the 1980 team who lost in the World Series? You know, did they, or the 85? Oh, joining us now is Dane Org. I mean, are those guys all heroes? Ticket text 97136, back to back. Bad boys will never get old. I got you, Stoney. Next ticket text, the bad boys. Stop talking about the bad boys 30 years ago.
Well, some of that, it's just been oversaturated. There's been too much of it.
I know.
I mean, to celebrate it once in a while. That's why, like, the 84 Tigers, I mean, the 35-5 thing, it was incredible living in that
I'm sure
moment here. And they absolutely took over the state. Like, I always wonder what would sports talk radio have been like. I think you could have probably carried most shows talking Tigers. They had Pepsi cans with Tiger players on.
Right.
That was something that you never saw back then.
248-539-9797. A lot of interesting ticket texts. A lot of interesting people who are done. I'm tired of hearing how Stoney was a huge cokehead who slept with his sister. Yeah. It's a good one. Very good one. How about this one? I'm 28 now, but when I was in high school, every time there was a questionable trade, I had to hear about the Tigers and John Smoltz, Tom and Livonia.
That's a great one.
That's fantastic. CJ in West Bloomfield, I'm sick of hearing about the 91 Lions playoff win. It just makes me depressed. Tired of hearing about one playoff victory since 1957. But that's current.
Yes.
I don't think that's an issue because it just underscores how bad it's been. Imagine this topic in Chicago, the 85 Bears, Jeff and Oxford.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would
be. They're still revered. Well, they were a great. They're like the 84 Tigers, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, Ditka is, I would have to think in Chicago, they're like, okay, enough with Ditka, right?
Ditka's Sparky.
Let's see. Jamie, Cincinnati was far worse. Sparky was glorified, and it was 1979. Okay. What about Izzo and Final Fours? He has the same amount of titles as Steve Fisher. Tournament titles, he puts in parentheses. Yeah, but again,
Tom
Izzo is still building his resume, and he still is accruing Final Fours.
And they're going to have a lot of pressure on them this season because some people already have them as the favorite to win it all.
Yes. 248-539-9797. What about this one? God, I hate to say this, but Barry Sanders. I love the guy, just like everybody else. Arguably the best line ever, but that era is so over and done with.
Yeah, I can understand why young people are sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because their parents probably showed them tapes or DVDs of Barry just to let them know, or they've told them to look up stuff on YouTube, and they've seen it, and they've heard it, all these things about it, and then they are sick of it.
Yeah. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.